Well, that's what I'm saying is, okay, the sling thing, they had the chains. They have the actual part for that part, right?
Yeah.
But they were saying that the part that she sits in to lift her, that we had to supply that because nobody could use it but her, and she takes that home and washes it and cleans it.
Yeah.
So then we went all around and checking that people was acting like, you know how devil, excuse me, but you know how they do at times. And so then Allah God and the person Maswas before Muhammad, his messenger most honorable Elijah Muhammad, blessed us with, we went to one medical supply house and they told us the lady had the part that she wanted, and she said if the thing they were saying was different, she gave us the chains so that it would fit the one that she had, and she charged me $45.
And you had to pay
$45 for it? Yes, sir. That's all. $45. But the thing originally, you know, in the other places we had went, they were saying it was $150, $100 this. And then they were saying that they couldn't, or they didn't have it.
What about a trapeze chain?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's all he's talking about, is a trapeze thing. But you got to remember that I thought that Brother Anthony Sakar Jabari had those trapeze things.
Well, I called him yesterday. I did. I tried to call him while we were trying to find all of that, and I didn't get him. But then after, you know, Allah got in person, Master Wallace, before Muhammad, his messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, blessed us, and we were able to get that, you know, so.
Yeah, because you got to remember, when you be looking for stuff like that, too, and like that, all you got to do is turn to the part of the newspaper, and you'll see where they got the miscellaneous ads.
Yes, sir.
And you'll find where they have a lot of that stuff that you're talking about that you're looking for, and it's not a lot of it still is in the packages.
Oh, yes, sir.
Just don't have to be just running around. You know what I said? Okay, well, clue me in about this sister. So I'm going to call the way the cookie crumble.
Okay, when we took my so-called mother and my so-called cousin back to the house, and I was standing in the house, I was speaking to my mother first, and I came. When I came outside, she was out there at the car with talking to the so-called Monique and that so-called Chantel.
Yes, ma'am.
And I recognized that she didn't have a headpiece on. So I didn't say anything out loud or anything. I just walked up to her and gave her the greeting and everything. And then I asked her what was going on with that, and I just pointed at her head, you know. And then she said, well, I don't have any of my clothes, so I don't have any of my things. And that's the reason, you know, she started loud talking to me, and I said, I was just asking, you know, and turned her, and I just said, Sajalahu, and I went on and got in the car.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all you got to do is recognize, see, I'm not in the front of the back of the Muhammad, and the back of the is causing things like that to happen. And I just show you, first is just, I'm going for safety's sake, so I can be away from the other sisters, so I can save my soul.
Oh, yes, sir, and also I wanted to bring this out to you, because I didn't know if you knew this or not, but she's not staying at my so-called mother's.
Yeah, I didn't think that she was staying there. She's probably staying somewhere else. Where?
She's staying at so-called Leslie's, and Sean doesn't even stay there anymore. He stays with my mother.
Oh, he doesn't stay over there with that lady no more?
No, sir.
Oh, well, that just about fit the criteria. I figured she wasn't going to be able to stay there with the so-called mother anyway.
Yes, sir.
Because that's not going to mix. But here's what I'm telling you. When she said that she had to move for her safety sake because she figured that being around y'all, she would lose her salvation because y'all ain't right or something or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, that's the first step. Then she'd be running around in the cars by herself. That's the second step. Then the next thing, your headpiece and this and that thing. You know, when she's saying she's going there, she needs to be by herself so she can really study and get heavy and all this stuff. But that Allah God in the prison, that's one of the people I'm going to say, but I'm going cause that to happen so that you can see the step-by-step processes of the way to the grave.
Oh, yes, sir. And also, the car yesterday, when she came there, her car, whatever they were saying something about, she was getting ready to jump it off and take it somewhere to be fixed. And when I spoke with my so-called cousin today, I was calling to check on how they did with Candy at school today.
Yes, ma'am.
And she let me know that she had used so-called Cookie's car because they had got it fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
But what I'm saying is, it goes step by step. Natalie is needed now so that she can help get closer to hell.
Oh, yes, sir.
Or get to the hell state. You're supposed to watch all that. The little things that they think is that it's not little, it's really big molten blocks to the grave.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Next to headpiece, then before long you see the twiggly legs sticking out from up under a little short dress.
Oh, yes, sir.
Then you see a little, you know, like we're saying, the hair be fixed in another different way and a little bit of decorations on the face.
Yes, sir.
And then just a little bit of just sitting around teaching some of the regular fellas.
Yes.
And then a little hit on a little joint every now and then.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I turned around and looked at her so-called Donna. And she's sitting up here with one of the baby's little shirts hanging on her head.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, that's better than nothing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. I know that.
And they said, listen, let me tell you, if you got somewhere, you said you ain't got nothing to put on your head. You got something if you just put your panties on your head.
Yes, sir. You know, I recall. Remember when Esther so called Donna used to ask me, do I ever take that little hat off?
Yes, ma'am. But anyway, I'm pretty doing a lot now. We got to get on with our different things, you know. So, you know, you heard what I said about Mother Superior and the different things that related to that sister thing.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, and another part thing that I wanted to bring out is, okay, this was the situation as far with Esther so called Erica and Sade, her so called daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I was asking is, like, say, for instance, that day when myself and that so-called Monique, we both were gone, and we're the two that has the license to drive and everything, what are we supposed to do in the event, you know, of her to
drive? Well, why should that something like that happen again?
Well, I'm not saying necessarily that it should, but it, you know, I'm just saying, what should we do in the event that those things happen? I mean,
They have buses that come by there and pick up children, don't they?
Yes, sir, but the sister was saying that she didn't want her child to...
We don't care what she wants. She don't run the show.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, she don't run that particular show. And then also, too, you clock out to see how long it takes to go to the store and back so that when she's walking with Calvin and different things and Michelle, that's not no two peoples.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's not tolerated.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Here you got a superior older mind, a mentality older mind, dealing with a lesser mind and with a male, too?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? That's not tolerated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't care what they got going or anything like that. That's not tolerated. She can't go that way again.
Okay, yes, sir.
You can play this tape so she can hear that. I say that she can't go that way again.
Okay, yes, sir.
Periodly.
Yes, sir.
You understand? If the kingdom of heaven was lost by the twinkling of an eye, I mean, what the hell does she think she is?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was just going, Nichelle is there. Nichelle is not considered a MGT or a GCC.
That's right, yes, sir.
Yeah, going with Nichelle or Calvin is not being considered escort. Going with Calvin, if he's a member of the FOI or junior elect, then that means that she's in the area of a male that can think of sexual relationships.
Yes, sir.
So it's not tolerated.
Yes, sir.
In the nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And dealing for our God, the president, the mother, the chief, my mother, the minister, the most honorable, my mother, some brothers that passed by, Muslim brothers passed by, and Muslim brothers and sisters passed by, and see the sisters out there like that, then that would show a point against us.
Yes, sir.
That makes it look like we're not doing our job back at the dwelling.
Yes, sir.
That we just allow any old thing to go.
Yes, sir.
And you got to remember, since that some of the Erica will push every crevice and avenue because she's only a little adolescent herself.
Yes, sir.
She don't know nothing about civilization. She don't know that every rule that the messenger laid down is for your salvation. The most honorable life, Mother said, Master Father, Chief of Life, Mother said, this is the only way that you're going to be able to make it out. One hair off of it, your ass is out.
Yes, sir.
Because of our God, the President of the Master, the Chief of Muhammad, and as they told his messenger, because I'm going to be when they one fraction off, that's enough to take him off.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to take him off. He don't care who it is, by the effect of peace. Well, why? I don't see why. That won't hurt nothing. That's not the mentality of the real people. That's that mentality of that don't give a damn attitude of the product of their environment, the devil inside of them themselves.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Look on,
oh, but I was going to tell you that, Mr., you know, you remember we were talking about, you used to come over to about Dee's house, Momo and him,
Yes, sir.
The other person?
Uh-huh, sir.
Short person?
Yes, sir.
That I told you I grew up with over there in Blair a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's his brother that be calling to the house here using your phone sometime. He's the Henderson, you know, and that's him next door to me upstairs.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about Mo or his father?
Mo. That's the father's brother.
Oh, okay, yes, sir.
That's his uncle. The little one is his nephew.
Yes, sir.
The one that had the waves in his hair.
Yes, sir.
That's his nephew.
Yes, sir.
And he said that he had come to Lil Lou so long ago, and he said, brother, didn't they used to call you Big Bill? He said, you used to just take me in the arms and kill me around different things, and you didn't give a damn about nothing. We riding in the Mercury and that's, yeah, that's me, brother.
Yes, sir.
And he said, yeah, but that's who that is. He lives up here. He said he cut the Leo loose a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
And he just stays up this way here. So I just want you to know who he was.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Mojo, Kim folks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I'm praying due to allow God in the presence of Master, Father, Chief, my mother, special brother, messenger, and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I got a Henderson I'm talking to on the phone here, and a Henderson next door.
Yes, sir.
So-called Henderson I'm talking to on the phone, and so-called Henderson this here. Don't worry so much about getting the van insured as much as getting the car. You can easily get the car back in insured because all you got to do is sign a paper that you're the only one that's going to be driving it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's all you got to do. You said, well, we can't give you insurance on this because it's in the corporation, and anybody might drive it. No, you don't, because all you got to do is sit back down here and make out a piece of paper, draw a thing up, and then you have a contract where it says that I say that I'm the only one that's going to be driving this car, so that covers that.
Okay, yes, sir.
The corporation gives you this car, loans you this car for only you to use.
Yes, sir. Like I in the person, Master Wallace D. Ford, Muhammad, this Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had it, me going over that in my head. It seemed like, and even when I was speaking with and so-called Donna, so-called mother.
Yes, ma'am.
We were both saying that it probably, when we put the van on, that's
when they see that van with a 15
yeah,
passenger.
Yeah, 15 passenger.
And they still have to insure you.
Yes, sir.
What you do is you get the car insured first, and then you go turn around and get the van insured.
Yes, sir.
By a different place or something. You understand
okay,
what
yes,
I'm
sir. I'm still the will of Allah, God, and person, Master Wallace D. Ford, Muhammad, this messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was still going to go through my so-called Donna's so-called mother. She's checking out some things for me, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. But you don't want your insurance place to be there. Well, whatever, you know, but you still, like I said, you still can't be calling around to different places.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but now you can also see this WAP record that, this WAP record or this thing that we're talking about with Sister Ashley on the so-called Carmel.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This morning, I was having a vision that so-called Carmen was calling as the so-called Donna, and she asked something about some money, and the phone rang, and it sort of made me jump, and it was so-called Carmen asking to speak to so-called Donna.
Okay, well, go ahead.
You're
taking up time.
Yes, sir. Okay.
She was calling,
and
she was calling like I was control of everything, but she called to put in that bid. You know, it's about the first part of the month, and talking about she getting put out again or some blah, 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 and,
the things that allowed God to put the best of all the people out, Mama, the best of the most out of black mothers that I already foretold.
Oh, yes sir.
But the next thing they'll be coming, they got her surrounded, or they even go as far to be laying up in the hospital and tell them, I'm in the hospital down here. So if you tell them, I need some money with this here and that, they do all kinds. You'll be amazed at the games that them pipe smokers do.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, they'll come
in the house and have a dude standing outside, and they say, I owe that dude, and he's going to jump on me if I don't go out, and he's standing out there, and got a stick, and they probably just playing a game.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you the way it go. They don't give a damn. They're not a remember, in that state that they're in, they're not a respecter of nobody, neither.
Yes, sir.
Without a doubt. We have been down that road. A lot of guys in the person, Master Wallace D. Ford, Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we trying to extend a helping hand. We've already been made aware of that. It's been made manifest. Yes,
yeah, you can't. No way. You give one penny is to contribute to what you don't want to contribute to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Want to contribute to nothing of any filth or none of that particular kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
You understand? If they would come running to us right now and they had thousands of dollars and they talk about we knowing the curricular activities that they be in out there, we couldn't touch it.
Yes, sir.
What you bringing that here to us for?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because we don't deal in that particular way.
Yes, sir.
But operator, that's what a lot of people know, that you'd have to slip that to me, and then you'd have to slip it because I'd have to figure out, well, you're not that kind of person to have that kind of funds. What are you doing with it?
Yes, sir.
Accept it. So you can give me a fine science of how.
Yes, sir.
You know? But I'll pray to the Lord God and the President of the Master of the Islam, for the Minister of the Mother Black Mother. So you be sure that this attorney get in on whatever this Yankee Doodle Dandy thing is all about.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, and tell them it was the people that transport us back and forth over there to that building.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
The FBI agent called me again.
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave me this number to a Kelly Kellenberger or somebody that's and he's an investigator for the district attorney's office in Riverside.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was asking about, you know, the tape that we said that we had for that with so-called Keisha on when she was talking about what was going on.
Yes, ma'am.
And I couldn't, the person, Master Wallace D. Ford, Muhammad, his messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, having a point. I was trying to recall exactly which tape it is, the date and everything that's on the tape, so I could go back through it and get that, and I wanted to be, can you give me a refresher on exactly what it was that you told me to do when I speak to someone like that about anything?
Yeah, but you're supposed to explain to the person that person is sick and he's not himself.
Yes, sir.
When he's full of that stuff, he's not himself because you've been around him and he's a beautiful person. But when he's full of that stuff, he turns, and so therefore, you should never let that person back out again until he is completely cured.
Okay, yes, sir.